Load Dish 9.3. Mobile DNA. Much of the discussion throughout this book deals with the functions of the gene products expressed from protein-coding genes and RNA genes. However, non-coding repetitious DNA, consisting of simple sequence DNA and moderately repeated DNA, constitutes a significant fraction of the genomic DNA in higher eukaryotes. In this section, we focus on moderately repeated DNA sequences, or mobile DNA elements, which are interspersed throughout the genomes of higher plants and animals. Although mobile DNA elements, ranging from hundreds to a few thousand base pairs in length, originally were discovered in eukaryotes, they also are found in prokaryotes. The process by which these sequences are copied and inserted into a new site in the genome is called transposition. Mobile DNA elements, or simply mobile elements, are essentially molecular parasites, which appear to have no specific function in the biology of their host organisms, but exist only to maintain themselves. For this reason, Francis Crick referred to these sequences as selfish DNA. The transposition of mobile DNA elements is believed to have resulted in their slow accumulation in eukaryotic genomes over evolutionary time. These elements also are lost at a very slow rate by deletion of segments of DNA containing them, and by accumulation of mutations, until they can no longer be recognized to be related to the original mobile DNA element. Since mobile elements are eliminated from eukaryotic genomes so slowly, they have accumulated to the point where they now constitute a significant portion of the genomes of many eukaryotes. Movement of mobile elements involves a DNA or RNA intermediate. Barbara McClintock discovered the first mobile elements while doing classical genetic experiments in maize corn. During the 1940s, she characterized genetic entities that could move into and back out of genes, changing the phenotype of corn kernels. Her theories were very controversial until similar mobile elements were discovered in bacteria, where they were characterized as specific DNA sequences, and the molecular basis of their transposition was deciphered. When bacterial mobile elements were first discovered, researchers did not initially link them to moderately repeated DNA, which had been previously identified in reassociation experiments with eukaryotic DNA. However, as the wide variations in the amounts and chromosomal positions of eukaryotic intermediate repeats were documented, their similarity with bacterial mobile elements was recognized. Thus, the study of moderately repeated DNA in eukaryotes converged with research on mobile DNA elements in bacteria, although at first there was no apparent connection between the two classes of DNA. As research on mobile elements progressed, they were found to fall into two categories, one those that transpose directly as DNA, and two those that transpose via an RNA intermediate transcribed from the mobile element by an RNA polymerase, and then converted back into double-stranded DNA by a reverse transcriptase, figure 9.10. Mobile elements that transpose through a DNA intermediate are generally referred to as transposons. As discussed below, this term has a more specific meaning in reference to bacterial mobile elements. Mobile elements that transpose to new sites in the genome via an RNA intermediate are called retrotransposons because their movement is analogous to the infectious process of retroviruses, see figure 6.22. Indeed, retroviruses can be thought of as retrotransposons that evolve genes encoding viral coats, thus allowing them to transpose between cells. Both transposons and retrotransposons can be further classified based on their specific mechanism of transposition, as summarized in Table 9.3. We described the structure and movement of the various types of mobile elements, and then consider their likely role in evolution. Mobile elements that move as DNA are present in prokaryotes and eukaryotes. Most mobile elements in bacteria transpose directly as DNA. In contrast, most mobile elements in eukaryotes are retrotransposons, but some eukaryotic transposons have been identified. Indeed, the original mobile elements discovered by Barbara McClintock are transposons. Bacterial insertion sequences. The first molecular understanding of mobile elements came from the study of certain E. coli mutations resulting from the spontaneous insertion of a DNA sequence 1-2 kilobytes long into the middle of a gene. These inserted stretches of DNA called insertion sequences, or as elements, were first visualized by analyzing hybrids heteroduplexes of wild-type and mutant DNAs in the electron microscope. Because the AS element integrated into the mutant strand has no complement in the wild-type strand, it cannot hybridize and forms a visible single-stranded loop extending from the rest of the double-stranded heteroduplex. So far, more than 20 different AS elements have been found in E. coli and other bacteria. AS elements appear to be molecular parasites of bacterial cells. Transposition of an AS element is a very rare event, occurring in only 1 in 105-107 cells per generation, depending on the AS element. Higher rates of transposition would probably result in too great a mutation rate for the host cell. At a very low rate of transposition, most host cells survive and therefore propagate the parasitic AS element. Even though many transpositions inactivate essential genes, killing the host cell and the AS elements it carries, other host cells survive. Since AS elements transpose into approximately random sites, some transpose sequences enter non-essential regions of the genome, e.g., regions between genes, thereby expanding the number of AS elements in a cell. AS elements also can insert into plasmids or lysogenic viruses, which can be transferred to other cells. When this happens, AS elements can transpose into the chromosomes of virgin cells. The general structure of AS elements is diagrammed in Figure 9-11. An inverted repeat, usually containing 50 base pairs, invariably is present at each end of an insertion sequence. Between the inverted repeats is a protein coding region, which encodes one or two enzymes required for transposition of an AS element to a new site. In either case, AS encoded proteins are expressed at a very low rate, accounting for the very low frequency of transposition. An important hallmark of AS elements is the presence of short direct repeats, containing 5-11 base pairs, immediately adjacent to both ends of the inserted element. The length of the direct repeat is characteristic of each type of AS element, but its sequence depends on the target site, where a particular copy of the AS element is inserted. When the sequence of a mutated gene containing an AS element is compared to the sequence of the wild-type gene before insertion, only one copy of the short direct repeat sequence is found in the wild-type gene. Duplication of this target site sequence to create the second direct repeat adjacent to an AS element occurs during the insertion process. The enzyme that catalyzes transposition of an AS element is called a transposase. In the simplest mechanism of transposition, an AS element is excised from one location and inserted at a new position in the bacterial chromosome by a non-replicative process, Figure 9-12. In this mechanism, transposase molecules bind to the inverted repeat sequences present at each end of the AS element in the donor DNA and cleave the DNA, precisely excising the element. Transposase molecules also bind to and make staggered cuts in a short sequence in the target DNA, generating single-stranded tails. This remarkable enzyme then ligates the 3-termini of the AS element to the 5 ends of the cut donor DNA. A DNA polymerase encoded by the host cell then extends the 3 ends of the target site, filling in the single-stranded gaps and generating a short repeat of the target site sequence at either end of the newly inserted AS element. This is the origin of the short direct repeats that flank AS elements. Some AS elements transpose by a more complicated replicative mechanism. In this case, a copy of the original AS element is generated in the target DNA, and the original copy is retained in the donor DNA. Bacterial transposons. In addition to AS elements, bacteria contain composite mobile genetic elements that are larger than AS elements and contain one or more protein-coding genes in addition to those required for transposition. Referred to as bacterial transposons, these elements are composed of an antibiotic resistance gene flanked by 2 copies of the same type of AS element, Figure 9-13. Insertion of a transposon into plasmid or chromosomal DNA is readily detectable because of the acquired resistance to an antibiotic. Transposition produces a short direct repeat of the target site on either side of the newly integrated transposon, just as for its elements. Transposons are very valuable tools for the bacterial geneticist. They can be introduced into cells on plasmids or viral genomes. Once transferred into a cell, transposons can act as mutagens that affect only a single cellular gene. Although transposition is a rare event, mutagenized cells are readily isolated because of their newly acquired antibiotic resistance gene. The site of the transposon-generated mutation can be determined readily by restriction enzyme mapping, which reveals the insertion of the large transposon DNA. The precise sequence of bacterial DNA at the site of insertion can then be determined by deoxy-DNA sequencing using a primer complementary to the known sequence of the inverted repeats at the ends of the transposon. See Figure 729. Eukaryotic transposons. McClintock's original discovery of mobile elements came from observation of certain spontaneous mutations that affect production of any of the several enzymes required to make anthocyanin, a purple pigment. Mutant kernels are white, and wild-type kernels are purple. One class of these mutations is revertible at high frequency, whereas a second class of mutations does not revert unless they occur in the presence of the first class of mutations. McClintock called the agent responsible for the first class of mutations the activator AC element, and those responsible for the second class dissociation DS elements, because they also tended to be associated with chromosome breaks. Many years after McClintock's pioneering discoveries, cloning and sequencing revealed that DS elements are deleted forms of the AC element, in which a portion of the sequence encoding transposase is missing. Because it does not encode a functional transposase, a DS element cannot move by itself. However, in plants that carry the AC element and thus express a functional transposase, DS elements can move. The structure of these eukaryotic elements are similar to bacterial IS elements, and they appear to move by the non-replicative mechanism shown in Figure 912. Since McClintock's early work on mobile elements in corn, transposons have been identified in other eukaryotes. For instance, approximately half of all the spontaneous mutations observed in Drosophila are due to the insertion of mobile elements. Although most of the mobile elements in Drosophila function as retrotransposons, at least one the P element functions as a transposon, moving by a non-replicative mechanism similar to that used by bacterial insertion sequences. Current methods for constructing transgenic Drosophila depend on engineered, high-level expression of the P-element transposase and use of the terminal repeats as targets for transposition. See Figure 837. Viral retrotransposons contain LTRs and behave like retroviruses in the genome. All eukaryotes studied from yeast to humans contain retrotransposons, mobile DNA elements, that transpose through an RNA intermediate utilizing a reverse transcriptase. See Figure 910b. These mobile elements are divided into two major categories, viral and non-viral retrotransposons. Viral retrotransposons, which we discuss in this section, are abundant in yeast, e.g., Ti elements, and in Drosophila, e.g., Copia elements. In mammals, non-viral retrotransposons are the most common type of mobile element. These are described in the next section. Still, viral retrotransposons are estimated to account for 4% of human DNA. The general structure of viral retrotransposons found in eukaryotes is depicted in Figure 914. In addition to short 5 and 3 direct repeats typical of all mobile elements, viral retrotransposons are marked by the presence of 250 to 600 BP long terminal repeats LTRs flanking the central protein coding region. LTRs are characteristic of integrated retroviral DNA and are critical to the life cycle of retroviruses. Moreover, Ti elements and Copia encode 3 of the 4 proteins encoded by retroviral DNA. These similarities suggest that transposition of mobile elements, like Ti and Copia, involves mechanisms similar to those whereby retroviral DNA is integrated into a host cell genome, and the retroviral RNA genome is generated. See Figure 622. we first consider the distinct functions of the two LTRs of integrated retroviral DNA and generating retroviral genomic RNA, which corresponds to RNA intermediate and transposition of tie elements, and copia. As depicted in Figure 9.15, the leftward LTR functions as a promoter that directs host cell RNA polymerase I to initiate transcription at the 5 nucleotide of the R sequence. After the entire retroviral DNA has been transcribed, the RNA sequence corresponding to the rightward LTR directs host cell RNA processing enzymes to cleave the primary transcript and add a poly-A-tail at the 3 end of the R sequence. The resulting retroviral RNA genome lacks complete LTRs. However, after a virus infects a cell, reverse transcription of the RNA genome by virus-encoded reverse transcriptase yields a double-stranded DNA containing LTRs, Figure 9.16. Integrase, another enzyme encoded by retroviruses, then inserts the double-stranded retroviral DNA into the host cell genome. In this process, short direct repeats of the target site sequence are generated at either end of the inserted viral DNA sequence. Like retroviral DNA, tie elements, and copia encode reverse transcriptase and integrase, these enzymes are thought to function in transposition by converting RNA intermediate into DNA and inserting the DNA into the target site in a manner similar to retroviruses. Although these considerations imply that tie elements transpose through an RNA intermediate, the experiments depicted in Figure 9.17 provided strong functional evidence for this conclusion. Tie elements normally transpose at a very low rate, probably because random insertion of tie elements into the yeast genome, which contains relatively little spacer and intron DNA, would often inactivate genes. However, when yeast cells were transformed with plasmids containing a tie element clone next to a galactose-sensitive promoter, the production of tie mRNA and tie element transposition was much higher in the presence of galactose than in its absence, Experiment 1. This increased tie transposition resulted from an increase in the amount of tie mRNA, which could function as a template for reverse transcription, and in the amount of reverse transcriptase and integrase expressed from the tie element. An even more revealing result was observed when an unrelated intron was inserted into the tie DNA sequence, Experiment 2. Addition of galactose to the medium stimulated tie transposition as an Experiment 1. But the resulting newly integrated tie elements all lack the inserted intron. Presumably, the intron was spliced out of the tie mRNA before it was reverse transcribed into a double-stranded DNA copy, which subsequently inserted into the host cell genome. The observed removal of the intron from transposed tie elements strongly implies that transposition occurs by reverse transcription of mRNA produced by transcription of tie DNA. In contrast to tie elements, the coding region of MESAC elements contains introns. The presence of introns in AC elements supports the conclusion that they transpose via direct movement of DNA sequences, not by reverse transcription of an RNA intermediate. Non-viral retrotransposons lack LTRs and move by an unusual mechanism. The most abundant mobile elements in mammals are non-viral retrotransposons, which lack LTRs. Many of these belong to the two classes of moderately repeated DNA sequences found in mammalian genomes, long interspersed elements lines, and short interspersed element signs. In humans, full-length lines are 6-7 kilobytes long, and signs are 300 bp long. One major class of signs and perhaps about 10 classes of lines have been identified in mammals. Each class may be present in thousands of copies, which may not be exact repeats. Repeated sequences with characteristics of lines have been observed in protozoa, insects, and plants, but for unknown reasons they are particularly abundant in the genomes of mammals. Signs also are found primarily in mammalian DNA. The large numbers of lines and signs in higher eukaryotes have accumulated over evolutionary time by repeated copying of a sequence at a few positions in the genome and insertion of the copies into new positions. Although these mobile elements do not contain LTRs, the available evidence indicates that they transpose through an RNA intermediate. L1-line elements. The most common line elements constitute the L1 line family. Some 600,000 copies of L1 elements occur in the human genome, accounting for 15% of total human DNA. The general structure of L1 elements, based on a consensus average sequence, is diagrammed in Figure 9.18. L1 elements usually are flanked by short direct repeats, the hallmark of mobile elements. The consensus sequence contains two long open reading frames ORFs, one 1 kilobyte long and the other 4 kilobytes long. ORF1 encodes an RNA binding protein. The protein encoded by ORF2 is similar in sequence to the reverse transcriptases of retroviruses and viral retrotransposons. Evidence for the mobility of L1 elements first came from analysis of DNA cloned from humans with certain genetic diseases. DNA from these patients was found to carry mutations resulting from insertion of an L1 element into a gene, whereas no such element occurred in the DNA of either parent. Later experiments similar to those just described with yeast I elements see Figure 9.17 confirmed that L1 elements transpose through an RNA intermediate. In these experiments, an intron was introduced into a cloned mouse L1 element, and the recombinant L1 element was stably transformed into cultured hamster cells. After several cell doublings, a PCR-amplified fragment corresponding to the L1 element, but lacking the inserted intron, was detected in the cells. This finding strongly suggests that over time the recombinant L1 element containing the inserted intron had transposed to new sites in the hamster genome, through an RNA intermediate that underwent RNA splicing to remove the intron. Since L1 elements do not contain LTRs, their mechanism of transposition through an RNA intermediate must differ from viral retrotransposition, in which the LTRs play a crucial role. In vitro studies indicate that transcription of L1 is directed by promoter sequences located within the left end of the element. L1 elements also contain an A/D-rich region near their right end, which generates a stretch of A residues in their RNA transcripts. Based on these properties of L1 elements, the model of L1 retrotransposition shown in Figure 9.19 has been proposed. In the L1 element diagrammed in Figure 9.18, the length of the open reading frames has been maximized. The vast majority of L1 sequences, however, contain stop codons and frame shift mutations in ORF1 and ORF2. These mutations probably have accumulated in most L1 sequences over evolutionary time. Maintenance of L1 transposition requires that only one L1 sequence in the genome maintain intact open reading frames encoding the reverse transcriptase and other proteins required for L1 retrotransposition. Mutations could accumulate in other L1 elements without interfering with their retrotransposition, which can be directed by the enzymes expressed from only one or a few intact L1 elements in the cell. Signs and ALU sequences. Several hundred examples of signs, the second major class of moderately repeated DNA in mammals, have been cloned and sequenced. Although no two copies of these intermediate repeats are identical, their general sequence similarity shows that an ancestral relationship exists between these elements both within and among mammalian species. The sequence conservation is about 80% within a species, but falls to only about 50-60% among different species. Because many of these repetitive sequences in human DNA were found to contain a recognition site for the restriction enzyme ALUE, they were collectively called the ALU family. However, since these short interspersed elements are not precisely identical, many lack the ALU site. Nonetheless, the name is widely used to refer to the most abundant type of human sign. ALU sequences containing 300 base pairs are present at 1 million sites in the human genome, accounting for about 10% of the total genomic DNA. Similar sequences are abundant in other vertebrates. In addition to full-length ALU sequences, many partial ALU-like sequences, clearly related to the ALU family, but as short as 10 base pairs, have been found scattered between genes and within introns in human DNA. ALU sequences are remarkably homologous to 7SL RNA, a small cellular RNA that is part of the signal recognition particle. The cytoplasmic ribonucleic protein particulates in the secretion of newly formed polypeptides through the membranes of the endoplasmic reticulum, chapter 17. The 7SL sequence is highly conserved even in species as diverse as Drosophila, mouse, and man. The discovery of a small 100 nucleotide E. coli RNA, whose sequence is similar to a eukaryotic 7SL RNA, indicates that this molecule has existed since early in evolution. However, neither Drosophila nor single-celled organisms have any allotype intermediate repeats, at least in large numbers. These findings suggest that 7SL RNA genes existed before allo sequences, and that allo sequences somehow arose fairly late in evolution from the 7SL sequences. The initial evidence for the mobility of signs came from analysis of DNA from a patient with neurofibromatosis, a genetic disorder marked by the occurrence of multiple neuronal tumors called neurofibromas due to mutation in the NF1 gene. Like the retinal tumors that occur in hereditary retinoblastoma, see figure 8-7, neurofibromas develop only when both NF1 alleles carry a mutation. In one individual with neurofibromatosis, one NF1 allele contains an inactivating allo sequence, inactivating somatic mutations, in the other NF1 allele in peripheral neurons lead to the development of neurofibromas. Several other inherited recessive mutations causing disease in humans also have been found to result from insertion of allo sequences in exons, thereby disrupting protein coding regions. Like all other mobile elements, allo sequences usually are flanked by direct repeats. Although allo sequences do not encode proteins, they are transcribed by RNA polymerase III and contain an A/D rich region at one end, similar to L1 elements. Consequently, allo sequences are thought to be retrotransposed by a mechanism similar to that proposed for L1 elements, see figure 9-19, possibly by the reverse transcriptase and other required proteins expressed from functional L1 elements. Allo sequences appear to have retrotransposed widely through the human genome and are tolerated in both possible orientations at sites where they do not disrupt gene function, flanking solitary genes, see figure 9-4, and between duplicated genes, see figure 9-3b, as well as within introns and the regions transcribed into the 5 and 3 untranslated regions of mRNAs. Although once postulated to function in controlling gene expression, allo sequences are now thought to have no function, like other mobile elements, despite their widespread occurrence in mammalian genomes. Retrotransposed copies of cellular RNAs occur in eukaryotic chromosomes. In addition to signs and lines, which constitute the bulk of the moderately repeated DNA in mammals, other moderately repetitive sequences have been identified. Many of these represent mutated DNA copies of a wide variety of mRNAs that have integrated into chromosomal DNA. These are not duplicates of whole genes that have drifted into non-functionality, i.e., the pseudogenes discussed earlier in this chapter, because they lack introns and do not have flanking sequences similar to those of the functional gene copies. Instead, these DNA segments appear to be retrotransposed copies of spliced and polyadenylated processed mRNA. Compared with normal genes encoding mRNAs, these inserted segments generally contain multiple mutations, which are thought to have accumulated since their mRNAs were first reverse transcribed and randomly integrated into the genome of a germ cell in an ancient ancestor. These non-functional genomic copies of mRNAs are referred to as processed pseudogenes. Most processed pseudogenes are flanked by short direct repeats, supporting the hypothesis that they were generated by rare retrotransposition events involving cellular mRNAs. Other moderately repetitive sequences representing partial or mutant copies of genes encoding small nuclear RNAs, snRNAs and tRNAs, are found in mammalian genomes. Like processed pseudogenes, these non-functional copies of small RNA genes are flanked by short direct repeats and most likely result from rare retrotransposition events that have accumulated through the course of evolution. Enzymes expressed from a line or viral retrotransposon are thought to have carried out the retrotransposition of mRNAs, snRNAs, and tRNAs. Mobile DNA elements probably had a significant influence on evolution. Although mobile DNA elements appear to have no direct function other than to maintain their own existence, their presence probably had a profound impact on the evolution of modern-day organisms. As mentioned earlier, many spontaneous mutations in Drosophila result from insertion of a mobile DNA element into ornithine transcription unit, and mobile elements also have been found in mutant human genes. In addition, homologous recombination between mobile DNA elements dispersed throughout ancestral genomes may have been important in generating gene duplications and other DNA rearrangements during evolution. See Figure 9.5. Cloning and sequencing of the B globin gene cluster from various primate species have provided strong evidence that the human GG and AG genes, see Figure 9.3, arose from an unequal homologous crossover between two L1 sequences. Such duplications and DNA rearrangements contributed greatly to the evolution of new genes. As discussed in an earlier section, gene duplication probably preceded the evolution of a new member of a gene family, which subsequently acquired distinct, beneficial functions. Mobile DNA most likely also influenced the evolution of genes that contain multiple copies of similar exons encoding similar protein domains, e.g., the fibronectin gene. Homologous recombination between mobile elements inserted into introns probably contributed to the duplication of introns within such genes. Some evidence suggests that during the evolution of higher eukaryotes, recombination between introns of distinct genes occurred, generating new genes made from novel combinations of pre-existing exons. For example, tissue plasminogen activator, the new receptor, and epidermal growth factor all contain an EGF domain, see Figure 3.10. Evolution of the genes encoding these proteins may have involved recombinations between mobile DNA elements that resulted in the insertion of an EGF encoding exon into an intron of the ancestral form of each of these genes. The term exon shuffling has been coined to refer to this type of evolutionary process. Recombination between mobile elements also may have played a role in determining which specific genes are expressed in particular cell types, and the amount of the encoded protein produced. As noted earlier, eukaryotic genes have transcription control regions, called enhancers, that can operate over distances of tens of thousands of base pairs. Moreover, as we will learn in the next chapter, the transcription of a gene can be controlled through the combined effects of several enhancers. Recombination between mobile elements inserted random linear enhancers probably contributed to the evolution of the combinations of enhancers that control gene expression in modern organisms. So, the early view of mobile DNA elements as completely selfish molecular parasites appears to be premature. Rather, they have probably indirectly made profound contributions to the evolution of higher organisms by serving as sites of recombination, leading to the evolution of novel genes and new controls on gene expression. Summary. Most of the moderately repeated DNA sequences interspersed at multiple sites throughout the genomes of higher eukaryotes arose from mobile DNA elements. Mobile DNA elements encode enzymes that can insert their sequence into new sites in genomic DNA. Mobile DNA elements that transpose to new sites directly as DNA are called transposons. Those that first are transcribed into an RNA copy of the element, which then is reverse transcribed into DNA, are called retrotransposons. See Figure 9.10 and Table 9.3. Both types generally produce short direct repeats at the site of insertion, which flank the mobile element. The length of the direct repeats depends on the type of mobile element. The mobile DNA elements in bacteria as elements, and bacterial transposons move via DNA intermediates. Both encode transposases, but the longer transposons also contain at least one other protein-coding gene, generally including a drug resistance gene. Although transposons, similar in structure to bacterial His elements, occur in eukaryotes, e.g., Drosophila P element, retrotransposons generally are much more abundant, especially in higher eukaryotes. Viral retrotransposons are flanked by long terminal repeats LTRs, similar to those in retroviral DNA, and, like retroviruses, encode reverse transcriptase and integrase. They move in the genome by being transcribed into RNA, which then undergoes reverse transcription and integration into the host cell chromosome. See figure 9.16. Non-viral retrotransposons lack LTRs and have Na/Rh stretch at one end. These mutable elements are thought to move by an unusual non-viral retrotransposition mechanism. See figure 9.19. The most abundant mobile elements in vertebrates are two types of non-viral retrotransposons called lines and signs. Both types appear to have caused mutations associated with human genetic diseases. Signs exhibit extensive homology with small cellular RNAs transcribed by RNA polymerase III. The most common signs in humans frequently contain a site for the restriction enzyme ALUE, and consequently are called ALUE sequences. These 300 BP sequences are scattered throughout the human genome, constituting 5% of the total DNA. Some moderately repeated DNA sequences are derived from cellular RNAs that were reverse transcribed and inserted into genomic DNA at some time in evolutionary history. Those derived from mRNAs, called processed pseudogenes, lack introns, a feature that distinguishes them from pseudogenes, which arose by sequence drift of duplicated genes. Although mobile DNA elements appear to serve no beneficial function to an individual organism, they most likely influenced evolution significantly.